You ready?
Yes.
All right.
Governor Gavin Newsom kept the mood light as he pulled up the short sleeve of his T-shirt to expose his upper arm for the one-and-done Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine.
Let's just roll it up, see if I'm in shape. I know, I have no insecurity.
He joked he even brought his own doctor, Health and Human Services Secretary, Dr. Mark Galli.
Look at that, I've done this before.
Can't even see where it went in.
No, I love it.
After waiting 15 minutes to ensure the vaccine had no adverse effects, the 53-year-old governor took a more serious tone and announced people over the age of 50 are now eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine in California.
Starting today, anyone 50 and over in the state of California is eligible to receive and administer a dose of vaccine. We have 2 weeks where everybody 16 and over in the state of California, regardless of pre-existing conditions, ability to pay, regardless of immigration status, is eligible to receive their vaccine.
California is the most populous state in the nation with some 40 million residents. And at one point, it was the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic, with the South hardest hit. Nearly half the state's 58,000 COVID-19 deaths were in Los Angeles County. It also has nearly a third of the state's 3.5 million infections. That's why Governor Newsom has ramped up a vaccination campaign, he says, more than any other state and more than many nations, administering more than 18 million vaccine doses and fully inoculating more than 6.7 million Californians in a push to beat back the virus. Still, new infections are counted every day. Statewide, 2,200 new infections were reported in the last 24 hours. And as the state springs back to life, with more and more counties gradually reopening, LA County is slated to ease some restrictions next week, Newsom is urging people to continue mask wearing and social distancing in order to avoid another surge, noting health officials have identified 7 coronavirus mutations in the state.
In many other states, we've seen these mutations, and we are tracking 7 mutations, 7 variants here in the state of California. These variants having an impact on transmission in states large and small. We need to be mindful that now is not the time to spike the ball. Now is not the time to announce mission accomplished. We have enormous opportunity in the next 6 to 8 weeks to run the 100-yard dash, not the 90-yard dash. Let us not dream of regretting. We've come so far together, and we're this close.
It's unknown how effective the vaccines are on COVID-19 mutations. Newsom says reaching herd immunity may take months and depends on supply. Last week, the state administered 2.5 million coronavirus vaccines, and it expects to receive another 2.5 million next week. Newsom says contamination of a large batch of Johnson & Johnson vaccines does not affect the state's doses it's received and will receive. Meanwhile, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says the city will take over the federal vaccination site and mobile clinics. Newsom says they're looking for Oakland or Alameda County to do the same with the vaccination site at the Oakland Coliseum. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.